None of the U.S. soldiers were prepared for what they found there. Walking skeletons staring at them, some too weak to move or stand, others cheering and shouting as tears ran down their cheeks. Their liberators cried too. The prisoners attempted to lift them to their shoulders, but were too weak. Several died as the Allies rolled into the camp, or minutes later. Starvation and the illnesses resulting from it, as well as the Nazis, had been their enemy for years. The American soldiers entered the barracks and were horrified by what they found, the stench and the filth, the decaying bodies too weak to leave their beds, the people the retreating Germans had intended to kill, but hadn't had time to. As the soldiers entered the main barracks, a tall, ghoulishly skeletal man staggered toward them, waving his arms. His head had been shaved, the filthy camp uniform he wore was torn, which showed his ribs. He looked like a corpse, and it was impossible to determine his age. He was desperate as he approached them.
"The women, where are the women? Are they all gone?"
he asked. "We don't know yet. We haven't found them. We just got here. Where are they?" The man pointed in the direction of another barracks and started to stumble toward it. "Hang on." A young sergeant put out a hand to stop him.